نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, we all are aware that tonight is the night of Friday, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the last Friday before Ramadan Mubarak. So let us appreciate this Friday and do at least three actions. Number one, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, tonight, tomorrow, Almighty Allah will bless that person with celestial light, radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. This is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. We know when we have load shedding, so many problems. Now imagine we have load shedding in the qabr, we have load shedding in the year after, then what will happen to us? So make sure, my brothers, we try and make that effort, inshallah, we will get protected from the fitna and trials and tribulation of Dajjal as well, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Second one, my brothers, the best gift for the best of Almighty Allah's creation, on the best night, the best day of the week, and that is Salawat and Durood Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Recite abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon me on a Friday. So it shows how important it is. It's the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So increase our salawat, durood sharif. And this hadith is authentic in Ibn Majah. Durood Sharif, what is Durood Sharif, brothers? Durood is the bumper crops, the farmer looks forward to, the bumper harvest. So we recite Durood Sharif and the great, great reward we will receive. So that is a Farsi word, a word in Persian, and look at the great, great reward. Then we know that we all have to die one day, my brothers. Death is inevitable, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody accepts it. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jum'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. Whosoever Almighty Allah gives death on the day of Friday or the night of Friday, the person passes away with Iman and Islam. Allah Jalla wa Ala protects that person from the torment of the grave. So always make dua like this. Ya Allah, take us with Iman. Take us on a Friday, Ya Allah. Take us, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, is to make dua, Ya Allah, give me death on a Monday. Because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place on a Monday. So we see that these type of things are all proven. So these are the main aspects we should be worried about. Look at our Pretoria, our Lord Yam Erasmia, our Maulana Riyaz Hashim. Almighty Allah Jalla Ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Jalla grant his father. We see our Faisal Bhai Jalalpur, he passed away. Tonight we see Janaza just now. Our Haji Yunus. So Allah Jalla grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus, my brothers. When we lose our alim, look at his children, mashallah. They wonderful sadaqa jariya. But each one of us has lost someone here and here. We lost our parents, we lost our brothers, our sisters, somebody we lost, our child. So what should we do? Two du'as, and both are in the Quran Sharif, my brothers. Memorize this. Surah 14, verse 41. Surah 14, verse 41. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Daily make it part of our routine. Second dua, somebody passes away here, there, every day we're getting messages. Sometimes we know the brother, sometimes we know the sister, and most of the time we don't even know. So what should we be saying? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily unto Almighty Allah we belong, and unto Almighty Allah is our return. And thereafter, Surah 59 verse 10. Learn this dua, brothers, one sentence. Surah chapter 59 verse 10 in the 28 Supara, 28 Juz. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. See what a beautiful, powerful dua it is. So Surah 59 verse 10, by heart it, my brothers. Make it part of our routine, daily. Ma'akil bin Yasar is the Rawi, the reporter. If you go to Iraq till today, you will find a bridge, you will find a stream, a river, and his name after this honorable Sahabi, Nahru Ma'akil. So Ma'akil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala is a reporter, and he reports and says, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. Is a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. So imagine, my brothers, daily we should be doing something. Give our charity on behalf of our near and dear ones. So in that way, remember Allah forgive them, Allah elevates their rank and status. So we become an asset to our parents, to our family members, the ummah, even after they have left this world. And tomorrow we will leave this world, so somebody will do for us as well. So that is the beauty of Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Akthiru zikra hazimil lazzat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. Today we are living like kings. Look at the luxuries. I traveled now just 2 weeks ago to Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco. And then you compare our lifestyle, my brothers. Remember, we have our problems. But if you compare with the rest of the world, subhanallah. So my brothers, that the destroyer of pleasures is death. Suddenly it comes. And we can, nobody can stop it. Firani Fir Sayyidina Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah in Hunyatul Talibin. What a powerful, beautiful message he gave us. Each one of us should reflect, ponder and wonder over it. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. How many kafan and shrouds are being washed daily? But me and you who go one day into the shroud, we are so busy in the marketplace. How is the dollar? How is the euro? How is the pound? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug daily? So you see now we're going to the graveyard. So you will see a vacant grave. Who will be the next person to be buried? Allah don't know. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who's going to the grave, we are deceived with occasions of joy and happiness. My daughter is getting married tomorrow. Saturday is Walima. Sunday, Monday might be Ramadan and so forth. So all this year. So the occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My business is flourishing. My children are excelling university and college. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. Oh masterpiece, oh insan. Very soon me and you will be history. So we got this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Everybody asking, when will Ramadan start? Sunday night, Monday night. Question number one, brothers, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahariqul dhunub, to incinerate and burn the sins. See how ironic it is, my brothers. Iftar time, we're making individual dua. Oh, the Imam Sahib, the Maulana, the Sheikh, whoever, he's making dua and we're making ameen. And we're saying, Ya Allah, Allahumma jirna minan nar, after Maghrib. Ya Allah, protect us from the fire. But as soon as we go out, we the first one to light the agarbati. Who's lighting the fire? You see, my brother? So these are things from now we need to eradicate. They take away this. We all got weaknesses. So Ramadan, how we take our car for a major service, bumper to bumper. So Ramadan Mubarak has come, is coming, so that we go for a major service, head to toe. What is Ramadan? We are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. One side there are angelic qualities, one side there are satanic qualities. So we are inculcating the angelic qualities. Angels don't eat, they don't drink, they don't fulfill lust and desire. So whilst we are fasting, we are inculcating, imbuing within ourselves the malaik quality, the angelic qualities, and removing the satanic qualities. And why? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who possess true iman, they intensely in love with Allah. Me and you, we just look at our calendar and see. First 20 days, Ya Allah, I will not eat, I will not drink, I will not fulfill my lust and desire. Now there's a progression in that love for all of us. Last 10 days come, we will leave our beautiful wife, our honorable children, our shop, our job, and we become the mehman, the guest of Allah in the house of Allah. The i'tikaf is free. Why? The heart is getting saturated with the love of Almighty Allah. Allahumma zukma hubbak. Ya Allah, grant us your true love, grant us your true ma'rifat, Ya Allah. We are your servants. We want to show you, Ya Allah. We are doing this out of love for you. Then, my brothers, Eid chant, the Eid moon, Eid ul-Fitr, announced tomorrow, for example, is Eid. Now the heart is saturated. For the love of Allah, Allah announces another season is started. Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'lumat. Now the month of Hajj has started. The first of Shawwal, the month of Hajj start, you can pass an ihram already for Hajj. From first Shawwal. So what is that? Ya Allah, now my heart is bursting. I want to come to Baytullah. So now my hair is unimportant. My clothing is unimportant. My socks and shoes are unimportant. I'm coming with my kafan, Ya Allah, with my towels. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Study your siyam, your fasting. Analyze, my brothers, your itikaf. Study your hajj, your umrah. Everything is for what? Izharul mahabba. To display our love for Almighty Allah. Innal muhibba limay yuhibbu muti'u. When you love someone, then remember you become totally obedient. So when we love Almighty Allah, we love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we make it manifest. Now how are we going to do all this, my brothers? This 1440 Ramadan, we need to have a timetable. So I am just giving you a guideline. You know the cut-off time for suhoor will be around 5:15, 5:20, around there. So we just say 5:15. So my brothers, we are awake at 4 o'clock, half past 4, quarter to 5. How can it happen that we are awake and we never make time for istighfar? Allah speaks of this twice in the Quran. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. So I appeal to you, my brothers, sisters and students, that what should we do? That each one of us take out 2, 3, 4 minutes, speak to Allah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. A hadith mubarakah is saturated, filled, replete with virtues. I'm just giving you from Quran. When a person, a nation make istighfar and more so, sehri time, suhoor time, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Almighty Allah will not punish them while they engage and indulge in istighfar. It's a repellent and drives away the punishment. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send good rain, beneficial rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. We all want wealth. Allah said, make istighfar. Allah will give you so much wealth. وَبَنِي. Allah will bless you with pious children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will give you the rivulets and streams of Jannah, and Allah will give you the gardens of paradise and Jannah. All these promises in the Quran Sharif. So make this ahad, this pledge, that Ya Allah, definitely every day in my house, the home environment, that I will make this gift. How can it be we are awake? We had suhoor. And which type of suhoor are you going to have, brother? We only know to have dates, iftar time. But what did Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? The Master alayhi salam said, Ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamr. The best suhoor, the best sehri you can have is dates. So tell your wife, tell your mother, whoever, on the table, the dasturkhan, every day, sehri time, there must be dates. If that time you'll know that you get enough dates. You see. So some people, they eat the dates, then weekend, they got a date also, you know. So you must remember. Last week I had to address the youngsters in Durban. So I told them, youngsters, you're going to perform Taraweeh. Before you come on the musalla, you have to do three things. Number one, go to your parents, kiss their hand, and then remember you go and stand on musalla, take their dua. Go to your honorable ustad where you became a hafiz, and go kiss his hand and tell him, ustad, we make dua for him. Musalla is not easy. And third one, you beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-walahan, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khinzab. These are the shaitan's names. They put waswasa, doubt in our hudu. They confuse us while we're reading salat. Walahan hadith in Tirmidhi, khinzab hadith in Sahih Muslim. So I told these youngsters, because youngsters, they like to learn stories, you know. So I told these youngsters, one day the Imam was reading Taraweeh. So now 50 years ago he got stuck now. So who's going to correct him? He's in neutral gear, can't go forward, can't go backward. So the Muazzin from Malawi to the rescue. So what he said? He said, Shia lo tatamuye. In namaz he said that, what you making all stories? Just choose another one. Yes, he can link to it. Shia mu tatamuye. It's right. It's right to do that. Shaykh is right to do that. So you must say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, or something. So, see, you can go blank any time. You must remember this. It's only Allah's mercy. Remember that. It's not easy. So let's go on now. So make sure, sehri time, Allah's special mercy is coming. أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربي ووساجد فأكثروا فيه الدعاء. My brothers, I'm speaking of your house, you, your wife, your children. Out of salat, go into sajda. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana. We all got needs, we all got challenges. So beg Allah in that sajda. The hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. So you must remember, beg Allah and see what will happen in your life. So daily, we're going to have dates, we're going to read the Hajjud, two rakats. See, we don't understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Quran, subhanAllah. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِئِ يَلُؤُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Shafa means disloyal. Wafa means to be loyal. My comfortable bed, my comfortable wife, my comfortable child. Now I'm making jafa with you. Now for this moment, I'm not loyal to you. I'm making wafa with Allah. So I'll come out from the bed, 3 o'clock, up past 3, 4 o'clock, and then I'll read the Hajjud Salah. 2 rakats, 4 rakats. And that is what Allah loves. Because, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. You read salat while the people are fast asleep. They enjoying their sleep. You enjoying your communication with Allah Jalla wa Ala. That is. So understand, hiya da'bu shaliqeen. You can never become a waliullah with a buzruq without a hajjud salat. The hadith, Mishkat Sharif, go open. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is the adat, da'ab means adat, the habit and the routine of the pious, devout servants of all men. So our istighfar, our tahajjud, our dua, all. Make sure we read 5 daily salat on time with jamaat for us. Then fasting, my brothers, is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. How can it happen one whole day pass and we never read Quran? Think South Africa, my brothers. Now last week ulama came to my house. One is in Brazil, one is in Venezuela, one is here. From South Africa, go and see how many uffas, how many ulama are going to different countries, Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, Venezuela, all Bolivia, all Chile, all these countries, South African imams, South African uffas, your son, your brother, your connection. What a great honor. So understand, my brothers. The greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif. Remember this. So therefore, now we're not happy. So you make this pledge, my brother. This hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِ. It is my heart's desire. Your father, mother are there. And you are there as a son. And it's the last half an hour, 15 minutes, 1 hour of their life. They say, beta, you have to do this, do that. How much importance we attach to it. My father's wish, my beloved mother's wish. Yea, it is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wish. Every ummati, you must buy a heart surah yasin. So how come Ramadan we can't buy a heart surah yasin? So brothers, and same thing for surah mulk. Open tafsir in the kathir, you will find it there. So use our leisure time in the pleasure of all matter. How can it happen, my brothers, that every day Ramadan pass and we never put a smile on anybody's face? وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ Zakat is our duty. I'm not speaking of zakat. I'm speaking above and beyond zakat. We say we love Allah Jalla Wala. We love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We love Islam. It's love service. The deen and the deed and the creed has to correspond. So love, love, love. كُلٌّ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَى وَلَيْلَى لَا تُفِرُّ بِذَا. Everybody used to tell Layla they love her. Layla say no one loves. You ask Layla who loves you? You say my Majnoon loves. You see the youngster is newly married. So he will even say in English, I'm madly. Then mad he will become mad there also. Mad and mad, same spelling. You say madly in love. So Majnoon was madly in love. So they ask Majnoon, but is Layla, her eyes are a little bit squint. Her teeth are not 100% straight. What Majnoon said? He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Tonight after Janaza, you go tell your wife that she will go for Mehra. What you do? Plus it's Thursday night also. Huh? So brothers, you must understand this thing. The love is there. Hukuka shayu me wa yusim. Today in the school and they teach us, but I look, they stole all this from us. Love is blind. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us love is blind and deaf. The father tells the son, don't get married there. They say, Papa, you were born in apartheid time. This is new democratic South Africa, Papa. So they say, you speak of old ages. He's deaf and he's blind. So my brothers, let's carry on. So now, mashallah, every day one juice. Without Imam Shafi. Do you know who is Imam Shafi, brother? Imam Shafi was born in the year 150. Where he was born? In Gaza. In 204, you must remember he passed away in Egypt. Our mourner here was 54. Your father? Imam Shafi was 54. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, at the age of 7, bi-hearted the Quran Sharif. At the age of 10, he bi-hearted Muwatta Imam Malik. At the age of 15, some teachers gave him permission, O Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, you can issue fatawa, you are so good. Such a genius. When Ramadan came, what he did? One Ramadan, my brothers. Whole day, one khatam of Quran. Night, another khatam of Quran. On Imam's Musalla, another khatam. One Ramadan, 61 khatam. We know Shafi'i, we know the Muhanifa, we know the giants, we are giants. But at least one khatam, my brother. How come we can't even make one khatam? Because the cell phone is troubling too much.
because the movies are traveling too much. The World Cup, the soccer, the cricket, for all that we got time. وَالَّذِينَ هُمَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Ask yourself one question. Do we have guarantee we will see this Ramadan? Never mind other Ramadan. Our Haji Yunus Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat. So and all the other marhumin. How much hopes, aspiration he has. I will do this, I will do that. And now we're reading his janazah namaz just now. So my brothers, each one of us. Therefore, Ubada bin Samit. You know Ubada bin Samit? When you come out from Aqsa, so you come out, your back is facing Qibla, on the right inside, the graveyard is there, attached to Aqsa on the side, he's buried there. His wife is buried, Umm al-Haram in Cyprus. See Sahaba, we can pinpoint to you about them. Allah protected their legacy. That is all. So Ubadah bin Samit says, I heard Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading the following dua, when Ramadan Mubarak was approaching. Is singular, but I'll just make it plural for all of us to read. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us, save us for Ramadan. No accident, no sickness, no mishap. You know, South Africa, so many things can happen. But I tell you what happened last week Thursday. Today I'm in Pretoria last week. Our plane is 3:15 in the afternoon. I'm going to Durban. And my program is after Maghrib. We're sitting, all that. 4:15, they announced, very sorry, our plane will be delayed even further, and we're not sure what time it's going to take off. Start reading one way. What is the problem? You see, first time we ever detected such a problem. The runway we're going to use got a hole. So I said in my first lecture in Durban, you see, South Africa, we got GP, Gauteng Province, Gangster's Paradise. We got MP, Pumalanga, Makulu pothole. But now we got new South Africa, even the runway's got pothole. So all the planes got delayed, and now they have to use the alternate runway. Every plane delayed 1 hour. We just made it Maghrib time. Allah shukr. First program last week Thursday was in Bandlam this time. So you must remember Thursday night, yes, after Isha, there was after Maghrib. See, this is South Africa. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Save us, protect us for Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. Protect Ramadan for us. No fighting, controversy, all that. Wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. Ya Allah, you accept it from us. 3-4 other issues. I still got 5 minutes quickly, my brothers. See, brothers. Our Mawana Ahmad is here, Mawana Muhammad is here, mashallah. I call them sahibin. You know, they do mashallah great work. Allah accept it. I asked one youngster, because I come now and then to your people's Pretoria, you know I come here also. I asked one youngster, I asked him, bhai, I heard you're going to sit for itikaf. He said, yeah. I said, where are you sitting? He said, Dukrat Masjid. I said, why do you like Dukrat Masjid? He said, the chows are very nice. So the intention, Kadri bhai, apne suna? Usne kya kaha? Kadri bhai na? Haan. So Kadri bhai, usne kaha, khana bahut acha hai. Etikaf is secondary, the chows are the main thing. See, brother. Chalo, wo bhi theek, we accept that also. Never mind, it's a question. But the question me and you need to ask, brothers, and be honest. Did one day one tear come out for our yatama and usara? There are millions of orphans, they don't even know where the next meal will come and it's month of Ramadan. Did we ever think of Syria? Did we ever think of Palestine? Did we ever think of Burma and Myanmar? Did we ever think of Kashmir? We have on radio, I say, we have 7-course meal, 9-course meal, and then the last course is intercourse. Huh? So we enjoying ourselves in Ramadan. Our weight never goes down, our weight increases. And Usara, we have millions of refugees, brothers. Do we ever think of them? So my brothers, this is Ramadan. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah is telling us, I told you the lesson of Ramadan, a manifestation of our love for Almighty Allah. Due to the love of Almighty Allah, not you come here and give 3 samosas to your brother and he give you 2 bhajjas. No. It's okay all that. But I want you to do something extra.
You must go to the township, you must go to the poor people and give them miskina, wa yatima. Go give the poor, go give the orphan, wa asira. Go to the prison, speak to the authorities. Go to the non-Muslim, whole day you're looking on the TV, Muslims are terrorists, here the Muslim is prepared to help you. That is our Ramadan. We empower humanity for the love of Allah. Who is the minister of finance of Islam? If you go to Babu, this is Allah's qudrat, brothers. We don't learn. In Madinah Munawwara, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, the African Muazzin, so he was Muazzin. Second Muazzin, Abasa wa Tawalla and Ja'ul A'ma Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the blind Sahabi. Both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi. Both Muazzin buried in Babu Sahir in Damascus. I've been there 3-4 times. Go there, you will see it's written on the wall where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu warda is buried. Muazzinu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru ma'alihi. The minister of finance and a Muazzin of the master Islam. Go open Shama'il Tirmidhi. What you will find? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing his minister of finance. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing his minister of finance. Anfiq. Look at the words are beautiful in Arabic. Anfiq ya Bilal. Anfiq ya Bilal. Spend, spend, O Bilal. Wa la takhsha min zil arshi ikhlal. In Allah's hazana, in Allah's treasures, there is no decrease. The more you give, the more Allah will give you. You try it and see. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. So my brothers, let us put a smile. I always, when I lecture to the ladies, I say, you'll make the domestic work work, and end of the month come, you want to start saving Ramadan, I'm going to give a bonus and all that. So she also will say, today, Makoti woke up from the wrong side of the bed. Show our akhlaq in this type of things, my brothers. So Ramadan Mubarak is a time of reflection. We all make tawbah, sincere tawbah. We remove the bad qualities. Al-hasanatu ba'd al-hasana. When we continue with the good deeds after Ramadan, that is a sign of acceptance. I leave you with this wonderful, profound statement of the sage of the age. If you go to Baghdad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried here. Next to the Tigris, alhamdulillah, all for Khulafa, all for Imams, we went to the graves also. So, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried here, Bishari Hafi. Bishari Hafi shouldn't walk with shoes. So anyway, it's a walk kalfut, you know we say in Afrikaans, bare feet. So, what did he say? بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. Terrible indeed and horrible indeed are such a ummah and people who only recognize and worship Allah in Ramadan. So that must not happen, my brothers. So we make dua. Let's all make dua. We've got 2-3 minutes, inshallah, before we proceed. We make dua for ourselves, for the ummah, for our marhumin as well. Allah Ta'ala give all of them that are through those. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنك ما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله اللهم في مرضانا مرض المسلمين اللهم في مرضانا مرض المسلمين Brothers of Ibrahim Bhai Gangat is very, very ill, critically ill. Make dua for him also. Allah Jalla wa Allah, give all those who are critically ill and sick, Ya Allah, give them shifa kamil, Ya Allah. Allah man tashafi la shifa illa shifa uk shifa an la yugadiru saqama. Allah marham mawtana, Rabbana fil lana wal ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Wa la tajal fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu, Rabbana innaka rawfur rahim. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله. So brothers, about time you should go to the graveyard, brothers. Remember, Nabi alayhi salam said, go to the graveyard, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. It reminds us, people with us, today they no more. So each one of us, remember, we should try and go, make dua for all the deceased. Allah ta'ala make maghfirah. Subhanallah.